My next guest here to talk about her passion, Pierce Cedar Creek Institute, is a nonprofit nature and environmental education center tucked away in the heart of Barry County, described as a hidden gem, tucked away 742 acres, 9 miles of hiking trails. We should be doing this interview from the Institute. My next guest most likely will invite us, Sarah Edelman, Communications Coordinator. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right. Now, you described your Institute, if you would.
Well, our main mission is to inspire appreciation and stewardship of our environment, which really means take care of your environment, be aware of your environment, and come out and enjoy it. That's our main goal.
Yeah. Where are you located?
We are located, it's about 45 minutes to an hour south of Grand Rapids, depending on how fast you drive.
Here so, to break the speed limit.
Yeah,
right?
So we're about 15 minutes south of Hastings. And so if you take 6, go to 37, hop on 43, you'll start seeing our signs, and you'll find Pierce Cedar Creek.
Great. Yeah. Now, it's described as an institute, but I'm not picturing an institute.
Not really an institute. No, we are a nature and environmental education center. So Pierce Cedar Creek, the name Pierce came from Bill and Jesse Pierce. And they were natives of Hastings. Bill Pierce was a businessman in Hastings for years, and he created a company called FlexFab down there. And they had a nonprofit, and they gave away, you know, grants to local businesses. And he said, you know what, I'm getting kind of bored of that. And he was sitting on a friend's front porch in Barry County. And he said, I want to give this to everybody. I want everybody to see what I'm seeing. So they said, you know what? We're going to build Pierce Cedar Creek Institute. Mm-hmm. And it opened in 2001.
Yes. Yeah. So here we are. Huh? Yeah, several years later.
Several years. Yes.
So I pull into the area. I park my car. Where do I go from there?
You'll see two buildings, two main buildings. One's the visitor center and one's an education center. Go into the visitor center first. There's a gift shop in there. There's a dining room in there because we have a full-time chef. And it is a lovely building with a lot of art, very environmentally friendly. There's an auditorium in there because we have a lot of events. And then next door is the education building where we have field trips. You know, a lot of elementary students come out there and learn about nature. And then you go right out the door, and there is a path right out the back door of the visitor center, and it's to 742 acres of the most lovely, lovely acreage in all of Michigan, really.
Yes. All this information is found on your website?
CedarCreekInstitute.org. Yes.
More into the answer of what is unique about the property.
I think what is unique, I mean, yes, there's a lot of acreage. Yes, there is 9 miles of hiking trails. But we really do our best to be sustainable and environmentally friendly. We go out and we pick invasive species all year round. So you won't find a lot of garlic mustard. We won't find a lot of spotted knapweed. It's a lot of milkweed. It's a lot of columbine. It's a lot of black-eyed and blue-eyed Susan. That is very prevalent. And, you know, we do prescribe burns every spring to make sure there's a lot of regrowth. But our number one goal is to be sustainable. And we practice what we preach. And that's I think, the most unique thing about the Institute. Yeah. Yeah.
And tell me more about your education, your field station department. What does this do?
We have a wonderful field station manager and education director. And the field station basically it's an operation all year round. But what it is that every summer students come out from about 10 or 11 different colleges. And they come out and they do grants every year studying different subject matter. I would say it's about 20 to 25 students. And they live there all summer. And doing these grants about every kind of subject you can imagine having to do with nature. And our field station runs that throughout the summer. And education director, I mean, it's you know, educating elementary, junior high, middle school, high school students from around the area and outside the area, you know. And one of the most exciting things about our education director is we're writing curriculum from the Hastings Public Schools. We're taking over their science curriculum.
How cool is that?
Mm-hmm. Because our standards have changed in Michigan.
Yes.
So,
in what way?
A lot more engineering focused. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have kindergarten. We have a curriculum for kindergartners having to do with engineering. I never knew what that was when I was in kindergarten. It's more about engaging conversation, exploring science versus just memorizing an answer, you know, and teaching to the test. And so we really are trying to help teachers get more comfortable with science and to teach that.
Awesome.
So, yeah. It's really cool.
Communications coordinator Sarah Edelman with us on behalf of Pierce Cedar Creek Institute, little 101 for you and more. Now, here we are early March. Tell me more. I mean, are the doors open? Any special programs to mark our calendar
for? We always have special programs at the Institute. Definitely. We are open. Just FYI, visitor center is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And the trails are open dawn to dusk all year round. So right now we do brunches the second Sunday of every month. And we have a brunch coming up this Sunday. And it's about protecting birds. That's our program with it. At the end of the month, the 24th to the 26th, we're doing a women's retreat all about mindfulness. And we're partnering with the Grand Rapids Center for Mindfulness to do that. And which is, it's for women. And, but we always have, like, we're having a seed planting party coming up. We're having, permaculture classes coming up. And our hikes are always, always fun.
Great. Do you need volunteers?
Always. We can't do it without our volunteers. And everything from helping with field trips to, you know, taking registration at forums and brunches. You're just coming out and, doing some filing. You know, not glamorous, but we really couldn't do without our volunteers. Yes.
And lastly, I think you touched on this. I know you discussed sustainability, but how are you keeping the area native?
Native by planting just native plants. And every summer, I mean, we're out there picking these spotted knapweed that you really have to put, you have to grab a hold of it and your whole body weight has to be in play to rip it out. Our building is an earth berm building. We're built into the side of the earth there. And if you come up to the Institute, you will see native plants planted all along the earth berm. So it's basically, the outside is basically grass. It would look like a grass mound. Composting we do and, you know, a ground generator and power source. So, yeah.
Now, there's a creek involved. Is that right?
There is a Cedar Creek. Cedar Creek is quite a distance from the building, but it runs along, the Institute. And we have two other lakes as well.
Animals?
Yeah, you'll see a lot of deer out there. You'll see what are called Eastern Massasauga rattlesnakes, which are...
That sounds scary.
Yeah, you just kind of stay away from them. But they're very, very rare and endangered. And Barry County is one of the only places in the Midwest that has them. So we try to protect them as much as possible. Yeah.
All right. Obviously, again, time, talents, and treasures to keep the doors open throughout the year, Sarah.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Good. All right. Pierce Cedar Creek Institute, ready for your visit. Get to know what's in our own backyard. Head to Cloverdale Road off in Hastings.
That's right.
And
that's
the website for more information.
CedarCreekInstitute.org.
Great. Kind of have a nice office view, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sarah, thanks. We'll talk again. Sarah Edelman, Communications Coordinator with Pierce Cedar Creek Institute. Take care to you.
Thanks, Shelley.